Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Es que nunca viste una mujer, pero naciste de una mujer. Es que nunca viste una mujer, pero naciste de una.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Spanish singer Maria José Yergo grew up in the region of Andalusia, the home of flamenco music. On her debut LP called Ultra Belleza, or Ultra Beauty, she layers the sounds of contemporary pop, R&B, and electronica on top of a flamenco-inspired foundation. Maria José Yergo and her band are here today to play some of those songs for us. This first one is called Juramento. Song's called Juramento. It is a song that you'll find on the record called Ultra Belleza by my guest Maria José Yergo, whom you heard singing. Julio Martín playing keyboards, lots and lots of keyboards, and Carlos Sosa playing drums and percussion. Maria, thank you for coming in. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
So in songs like that, I have trouble hearing the flamenco influence. Do you still feel it in a song like Juramento?
The melody is based totally in tangos melodies, traditional tangos melodies.
So it's in one of those, what are they called, palos? The different
yes.
forms, like
yes.
the bulerias and the alegrias and the tangos and the fandangos. So
yes.
you use those?
Not exactly the same melody, but I have the influence.
Right. So those are forms. So you can
yes.
you can write your own melodies in those forms.
Yes.
Is it hard to grow up in Andalusia without flamenco? Does everybody listen to it, or is
everybody listen to it?
Yeah.
And this is our identity.
Right.
This is our treasure. Flamenco tell the story of Andalusian people.
And what else did you grow up listening to?
I grew up in the countryside with my grandfather while he was working the ground, the plants and the...
Is he a farmer?
Yes, and he was always singing, and I was with him, listening to him too.
Uh-huh.
And copying his voice.
Copying his voice?
Yes, I was copying him. And then I discovered that the, you know, words not only had letters, they had sounds too.
So it wasn't just what the words meant. You liked the sound of the words.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, you must have grown up listening to pop music, right?
Of course. Beyoncé, I love her.
Okay.
I'm in love with her. Adele, Billie Eilish, too.
So when you come to New York, is it like, oh, I'm in the same city as Beyoncé?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And Alicia Keys and...
Okay.
Rihanna.
So when you start writing a song... Uh-huh. How does it start? Does it start with the melody, or does it start with kind of one of those forms or rhythms?
Every time is different. Mm. You know, Rueda Rueda, one of the songs of my last album, Ultra Belleza, I wrote it while I was FaceTiming my mom in the Montreal airport.
Oh.
I was telling her that I was so, so happy because finally I was spinning around the world, sharing my art, sharing my music. I was a little afraid because it was my first time out of my country, but I was so happy and I was celebrating with my mom, FaceTiming this moment. And in that moment, I wrote the lyric of Rueda Rueda.
So the idea of the wheel.
Yes, this kind of being spinning every day, like in that tour.
Right, right.
Maybe it can be dangerous and your mental health can suffer, but
I mean,
you have to be conscious, work a lot on it.
Yeah. Well, the song you're going to play next, Superpoder, has a line that in English it's, I learned to cry while singing, and I learned to sing while crying.
Yes, this is the what my grandfather told me. With my voice, I come to share my own emotions, maybe issues, maybe joy, and you can find the beautiful side of the life, even if you are having a bad time.
Right. That line, though, it makes me think of those old-time flamenco singers, the torn throat kind of singing, you know, where even somebody in their 20s sounds like they're in their 80s.
Yes.
Do you sing? Have you... What kind of singing did you study? Was it flamenco singing?
I studied my grandfather singing, first of all.
Yeah.
And then Niña de los Peines.
Cantando por Sibirilla, yargurugú, yargurugú, yargurugú.
Like for you, Billie Holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Great old-time flamenco singer.
Yes, yes. The queen of the flamenco.
Right. Well, I thought that was a very striking line about learning to cry while singing and singing while crying. Let's hear you sing that line. Maria Jose Yergo is my guest. She's here with the band singing some songs from her album Ultra Belleza. This one is called Superpoder. Very nice. That is a live performance of the song Super Poder, Superpower, which again is from Ultra Beza, the new record by Maria Jose Yergo. Julio added some backing vocals at a moment or two in that song.
Yes.
The album has a lot of interesting sounds throughout, but right at the beginning, we hear... It sounds like a cassette being put into a cassette deck.
Yes.
What is that?
This is a real record.
It's a real recording?
Cassette machine.
Right.
Working with an audio of my little cousin and my grandmother. I'm telling them that no matter if I go to the other part of the planet, I will never forget them, and I hope them to wait for me. When I come back, I will love them so much.
Well, that's really sweet, but it's the first thing we hear on the record. So it's a message to your cousin and your grandmother, but it's also kind of a message to us, isn't it?
And this is a message because I am learning how to fly.
Hmm. Which is...
And I am asking for protection.
I see. And that's the song that this leads into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mentioned before that, you know, in some of these songs, you know, the flamenco influence is, it's not always obvious, but sometimes it is.
Yes.
you can hear it in Lucha pretty easily, and especially in a very short song called, is it Novix? How do you say that?
Yes. In that song, I sing for La Paquera de Jerez. She's a old flamenco singer.
Uh-huh. From Jerez, the home of Sherry.
Yes.
Yes.
I love her so much. This is a way of telling to the world that you can love with freedom. You can love to a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
To love is a gift, no matter if you... Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a gift, no matter whom you give it to.
Exactly.
Yes. So what do people back in Andalusia who love flamenco think about this record?
I am happy with the audience because they are happy with Ultra Belleza. It's like to receive a hug.
A hug, yeah.
Yes.
The reason I ask is that some years ago, back in the 80s, there was a guitarist named Pepe Habichuela, and he did some kind of cross-world music,
yes.
You know, and some of the flamenco fans didn't like that. I mean, there were even people who were upset at the great Paco Peña when he did his Misa Flamenca.
Yes.
You know, because he was mixing the...
But... The art is that, is
yes.
to mix, is to connect. If you don't connect with other human beings, totally different than you, what are you doing here in the planet? This is an opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, the song, you mentioned that learning to fly is kind of the theme of that opening... The oración, the blessing that opens the album. And that song, Aprendiendo a Volar, Learning to Fly, is the one that we're going to hear next. What is the rhythm at the beginning of that song?
The rhythm is a radio cassette working.
Again, another cassette?
But then you can find 4-4.
Common time,
but it
yeah.
don't at the beginning of the song, you don't know what it is. You don't know if...
Exactly. If, I did not know what it was.
Of course. Across the song, you are finding yourself. You are learning how to fly.
Yes. All right. Let's let's hear the song. Once again, Maria Jose Yergo, my guest. Aprendiendo a Volar, Learning to Fly, is the name of this song. Once again, that is Maria Jose Yergo singing live in our studio, Aprendiendo a Volar, Learning to Fly. Once again, Carlos Sosa behind the drums, Julio Martin behind the keyboards, I should mention Carlos Grimaldi, who's behind the window in the control room with our technical director, Irene Trudell, doing the sound. And you mentioned, Maria, that you're a soprano. We got to hear some of that soprano in that song. Have you, did you study classical singing?
I studied classical violin.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you still play?
A little bit.
Yeah?
I sing better than I play violin, but I am happy playing violin too.
Okay. I have one final question.
Okay.
Flamenco is music that was kind of born of pain, like fado in Portugal or the blues here in America.
Mm-hmm.
But this record is ultra beauty, superpower, learning to fly. I mean, it seems to be, is this a record of hope?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to celebrate the diversity of the society where I live. This makes me a better person, you know?
Where do you live these days? Is it still in the little town where you grew up?
No, I'm now living in Madrid, but in the countryside.
Right.
I'm happier in the nature, you know?
Right. So you still go back and see your family?
Yes.
As you promised at the beginning of the record.
Yes. I travel a lot to Pozo Blanco.
Very nice.
And I send kisses for them.
Well, Ultra Belleza is the name of the record. Maria, thank you so much for coming in and bringing the band.
Thank you for having me here. It's an honor.
And my thanks as well to our technical director, Irene Trudell, getting some help today from Chase Kulpan. And down the hall in the video control room is our producer, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. That's going to do it for this episode of Soundcheck. You can keep up with everything we're doing by subscribing to the weekly New Sounds email newsletter. Simply text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up online at newsounds.org.